support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words, it's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody
else. And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. We are excited to be with you today. To Your Health is a program that not only focuses on informing you, but also it focuses on turning your life and health around. I'm the host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and I'm here with my trusty assistant, trusty and able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
I'm doing well, brother. Doc, I call him Brother Doc. We're in a pledge drive. Before we begin today's exploration of natural healing through self-confrontation, a quick reminder that we're in a pledge drive. Your support keeps programs like this on the air.
You know, today we want to talk about a path to transformation, an examination of what we call self-confrontation. You know, many of us find ourselves in a persistent state of dissatisfaction, you know, whether it's with our health, whether it's with our careers or our overall happiness. Of course, we want to focus on the health component, all right, because that's what we're about. But a core reason for this stagnation is our failure to act on the information that we already possess, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we continue in the same patterns of thought and behavior that have created our current condition, effectively allowing a known course of action to dictate an undesirable outcome. And we must change that. This avoidance of accountability, you know, is really a significant hindrance to our personal growth, whether it's economics, whether it's health or academics, business, whatever it is, you know. To break free from this cycle, we must engage in a process of what we call self-confrontation, you know. And we don't like to talk about this. We want to talk about something easy and nice. But the demanding better of ourselves by facing our inner truth is vital, all right? And now, if we would define confrontation, you know, we would find that it involves the meeting of something face-to-face or opposing it boldly, Brother Frank, you know? Mm-hmm. Confrontation is the act of bringing opposite elements together, you know, not to avoid the conflict, but to square off in a bright light of honest, critical examination. And if until we do that, we're going to find ourselves in the same positions that we're in. This process is at active. I mean, and alive with challenging questions and comparisons. Ultimately, it reveals the negative truth. And that's what we want to get at. Don't come sugarcoating anything. Give it to me straight. You know, it is an open, direct clash, a necessary encounter with an opponent. And when we look in the mirror, Brother Frank, the enemy is me.
It's me.
When we focus this process inward, self-confrontation becomes an internal investigation, you know? External factors, while, you know, they may seem to play a major role in the quality of our lives, they have to be set aside. The true work involves coming face to face with the difference, often opposing elements that is acting from within. These internal elements, Brother Frank, are frequently those that we perceive as being negative, all right? The blockages, the limiting beliefs, the poor habits, we see these things as being negative. This allows us to make conscious, deliberate choices for the right course of action when we face it, all right? We have to decide that we're going to do something about this. And that's why we're talking about this self-confrontation. So how do we get about this blockage of evasion? Because that's, you know, in essence, what we're doing, we're trying to evade the real truth. You know, we're trying to put the blame on somebody else. You know, I tell folk, the man has a lot of responsibility, but the man ain't taking the fork, putting it in the food, and putting it up to our mouths, you mm-hmm. know? So we have to take responsibility. Many of us have not achieved our most treasured goal, our deeper desire, yet we refuse to face the truth about that internal factors that's contributing to this failure. What do you say about that, Brother Frank?
Yes, that's right. I mean, you're hitting a nail on the head.
we refuse to question our habitual thoughts. Those thoughts are very, very, very important. We refuse to question the spoken word, you know. I don't have to put you down. You put yourself down. You don't have to put me down. I put myself down. We have to start questioning that. We have to start questioning our daily behavior, and we have to identify their roles in preventing the happiness, fulfillment, and success that we want to achieve. All right? We have to look outward for exercise, for external circumstances to blame, instead of looking within to identify and to eliminate our internal blockages. All right? Because until we discover them, identify them, we will not eliminate them. All right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason that our community is number one in just about every chronic disease. It's behavior, and it's our behavior. And too often we are putting the blame on other people. And like I said, they got some blame that they need to be taken. But we have to start looking and see what we're doing or what we're not doing. I know we're in a pledge drive, but I want to also get your input on this. You know, help us to see there's a central issue that we have to deal with, Brother Frank, and we have to be willing to accept full responsibility. We have to be willing to accept full responsibility. All right. Now, our stated goal is $500. But I believe during this program, as we start looking inward and we start recognizing what we can do and start confronting ourselves, we can double this goal, Brother Frank. And yeah, that's what I want to see us do. You know, the primary challenge that we must face is the issue of responsibility. We must be willing to take ownership of the outcome. All right. Whether positive or negative, we got to take responsibility. Whatever that occurs in our lives, it's up to us, you know, and we can do something about it. Give us a call, 240-462-4785. I'm sorry, 202-588-0893. We don't have a lot of time for questions today, but I want to get a couple thoughts from you as we look. When we make others even partially responsible for our condition, it's a comfortable way of practicing sharing the blame. Sharing the blame. It allows us to let ourselves off the hook, you know? It gives us the illusion that we have to deal that we have to deal with the issues, when in fact we're the only not only part of the problem, we're the major part of the problem. You know, this incomplete acknowledgement of the facts tends to cloud our judgment. All right. It often introduces a destructive element of self-pity. All right. And self-pity further distorts reality and becomes a powerful obstacle to success. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
So when we don't take responsibility, we're introducing something destructive, self-pity. We don't see self-pity as being destructive, all right? You know? But when we start pitying ourselves and making excuses, then it becomes an obstruction, an obstacle, a barrier to our success. All right. And so we got to face these things and we got to believe that we're capable of doing what's necessary. I was telling one of my patients today, my boy Les Brown says, when you've done the best you can, it's not sufficient. You must do what's necessary. And we're capable of doing. But one of the things we got to do is quit distorting. You know, if the premise of our ponderings is built upon distortions and partial blames, how can we ever arrive at the real effective solutions? All right.
That's
what we have to deal with, you know? And so how do we get this transformation started? All right. One of the catalysts for successful self-confrontation is what Napoleon Hill calls burning desire. We got to get that burning desire, that relentless drive that compels us to do any positive thing necessary to achieve our goal. All right. And so we must get this burning desire. See, when we're on fire with this desire, then we actually gain strength.
Yes.
All right. To refute, to allow the old hindering practices that has bothered us, that's hindered us in the past, you know? These are ingrained blockages. Sometimes we've been making these excuses, but when we're little children, and we have to continue, not allow them to continue to control our destiny, we will willingly confront the self. All right. If we ain't doing right, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about. That's what we're going to do. We're going to identify the negative elements within us, whether it's fear, whether it's procrastination, whether it's self-doubt, whatever it is, we're going to identify it. And then what we're going to do, we're going to take it and we're going to transform that negative into something positive. That fear, we're going to transform it into courage. That procrastination, we're going to transform it into action. And that self-doubt, we're going to transform that into self-belief. You know, we're going to do what's necessary, all right? We're going to pay the real full price for victory. Understanding that the rigor of this process actually enhances the nature and depth of our accomplishment. You know, when we recognize what we've overcome, you know, I tell people, when you get to the top of the mountain, the view is so beautiful, you can't remember what it took to get you there. You know? You can't remember what it took to get you there. And so we have to do what's necessary. And one of the things that's necessary today is to raise this goal. And I want to see us, Brother Frank, double the goal, because I believe that what we're saying today is so valuable that people will want to do extra just to show that they believe in themselves and what we're doing.
Yes.
All right. We want to get, who's going to help us with this pitch? Because we got to get this double goal, Brother Frank.
Yes. Katia is going to join us.
Katia.
Shortly.
All right. All right.
Let me admit her.
When Katia's ready, we're ready. Because I want to see us double the goal for us today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see us double the goal. And as we confront ourselves, we'll be able to do that. Do you believe that, Katia?
You know I'm with you, Dr. Watkins, every single time. I just heard what you said. I was like, oh, you're speaking to me right now.
Yeah.
and everyone out there listening, hey, Frank, it's good to be with you both. Again, yes. $500 to go, and we can do this together. Many hands do indeed make light work. And, you know, when you're talking about confronting things, think about all the tools that Dr. Watkins has given you over this year. We're at the end of the year. Over this year, how many things did you learn? What are the things that you implemented based on the education that you got about your health, about your well-being on all levels? Because we don't just talk about the physical. We ensure that we understand that the spiritual and the mental are all tied into our physical health. And Dr. Watkins brings that forth every week. So please, $500 to go. We have a little over a half hour to do it, and we can do it together, folks. Many hands do indeed make light work. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. Please consider becoming a sustaining member right now. We know that times for many are still very tough and will remain tough. But we also know that many of you within the sound of our voices have done very well financially this year. And one of the things that you can do immediately to help your community is supporting WPFW so that there is space. There is a space on the dial for this kind of emancipatory educational information that feeds mind, body, and soul. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org are the ways to connect. You can also do Cash App, quick and easy on your phone, $WPFWFM. And again, $500 for this hour. I look forward to coming back and joining you all in about 20 minutes, hopefully with good news and having some folks to thank.
All right. Thank you so much. You know, see, we're talking about this self-confrontation, because the ultimate goal of self-confrontation is not just to change the external appearance of our lives, but to actually transform it. All right. To be transformed, to be changed, to be made anew. Now, this process is not easy. You know, it demands that we look at and that we admit the truth about ourselves, and that truths that we, to be honest, we would much rather ignore. You know, we'd rather just ignore it. Just put your head. You know, when I was a little boy, Brother Frank, I'd get into bed, and if something I didn't like in the room, I just put the cover over my head. and blot it out, you know. But as you get older and you realize life is not, you just can't blot things out like that, you know. You just can't blot things out. You have to work through the process, you know. Ignoring them is always easier. Ignoring these difficult things is always the easier path. However, the process for self-confrontation works. The process for self-confrontation works. And as we move through this intense internal encounter, it will make a difference in our lives. And so we're going to encourage you to empower yourself to be, to do, and to have the things that you truly desire. You know, I mean, you can have it, but one thing that will help you to do it is to confront yourself. You know, we want to stop, these things want to stop us from moving backwards, you know, into these old habits. We don't want to go back. We want to keep going forward. We want to get started, and we don't want to stop. You know, this process allows us to confront and overcome our downfalls. You know, just because you fall don't mean you got to stay down. You got to get up, and you got to move aggressively forward in life, you know, knowing that there's some good stuff out there, and you deserve the very, very best. You deserve the very, very best. And if you're willing, then you can do it. Now, there are three components. We mentioned them already, but there are three forms of communication that we need to look at, you know, as we engage in this quest for accomplishment, for achievement. And these are forms of internal communication to challenge and to get in touch with ourselves. Because that's what we got to do. We have to get in touch with ourselves. We do it through words. We do it through thoughts. And we do it through our behavior. Mm-hmm. So these are the three forms of communication that we want to focus on. So words, what are they? They're the things that we say, both to others and, more critically, what we say to ourselves. What do we call that, Brother Frank, when we start talking to ourselves?
Self-talk.
We call that self-talk, all right? And so we got to start doing some self-talk, all right? And then we got to deal with thoughts. They're the mental landscape. And they include belief. They include assumption. Mm-hmm. They include judgments, all right? And so we got to start dealing with the words, the self-talk, and we got to start dealing with our inward thoughts. And then lastly, we got to deal with the behavior, you know, the physical action that we fail to take on a daily basis. This is behavior. You know, and I need some people to get a behavior in calling that number, Brother Frank.
Yes, sir.
202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. I need somebody to start practicing some behavior, Brother Frank, and start making some pledges, all right?
Yes.
Because what happens is, When we look at these things, when we look at the words and the thoughts and the behavior, they work in what's called a self-confrontation feedback loop. Mm. And ultimately, they will lead you to the true self. And that's what you're trying to identify, the truth self. In order to change these negative outcomes. And unfortunately, all of us are having negative outcomes. In order to change the negative outcomes, we must intervene in all three of these points. We got to deal with our words.
Mm-hmm.
We got to deal with our thoughts. We got to deal with our behavior, because a transforming behavior cannot be sustained without a corresponding overhaul in our words and our thoughts, Brother Frank. Now, I'm going to say that again, because I didn't hear any amens. What I just said was that a transforming behavior, and that's what we want. We're looking to change behavior, but it cannot be sustained. You can't even get there without a corresponding overhaul in the words that we say and the thoughts that we think. We put ourselves down more than anybody else can ever put ourselves down.
Yes.
It's only through this holistic, honest, aggressive self-confrontation that we can align with the potential and realize the life that we really want and mean and the life that we want and are meant to live. And so we got to start looking at these words, you know, and we got to start working on eliminating the negative words and bringing about the positive words. You know, words are our articulate expression of the inner state of our minds. All right. They're the articulate expression of our internal state of mine. And so it's very important that they, that we deal with this. This includes both the language that we use when speaking to others, and more critically, the language that we use when speaking to ourselves, that self-talk that Frank was talking about. Mm-hmm. So there's something called a confrontational challenge. All right. Confrontational challenge. Honesty in language. And there's a positive feedback loop with these words, you know. Words of affirmation, words of commitment, words of acceptance, words like, I am capable. I choose to act. You know, they set the stage for positive thoughts and behaviors. Does that make any sense, Brother Frank?
Yes. Someone might wonder what this has to do with health, because first we must deal with the mind. The mind's got to change before the health can change.
As a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. And I'm so happy. Somebody's used some behavior there, Frank. Who's that?
Yes, Karen from Oakland, California.
Karen.
Thank you so much. And she wants us to know that she wants to challenge everyone to tell one other person to make a donation for the station to be successful.
I mean, that's fantastic. Karen is calling from Oakland, California. All right. And she's made a good place. So now we only have $400 to go. Or $900, depending on which reality you're going to accept. You know, so this negative feedback of words are very, very important. You know, words of blame, words of victimhood or avoidance, things like, I can't do it. It's not my fault. I'll start tomorrow. They reinforce negative thoughts and negative behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a positive feedback loop, and then we have a negative feedback loop. And so we got to accentuate the positive and get rid of the negative, you know? You know, if it's your fault, it's your fault, you know? But let's do something about it. Yes. We are capable of doing something about it. And I'm excited about this. You know, self-confrontation in action. What it means is that we have to directly confront the words that we use. We have to directly confront the words that we use. So what happens is that when we catch ourselves speaking negatively about a goal or outcome or our health, we have to challenge ourselves, you know? You know, if you say, I've always failed at dieting, you got to stop that. And you got to confront the word always and say, because the reality is, that you have failed in the past, but the word always is damaging because it's generalizing, and we don't like that.
Yeah.
And so we have to, because this generalization, what it does, it literally sabotages our future efforts. It sabotages our future efforts. And so, you know, we can say, I've struggled before, but I am learning and I will succeed this time. How does that sound, Brother Frank?
Yes, yes.
It's telling the truth. I've struggled.
Yep.
You know? And we all, if we've achieved anything worth anything,
we struggle.
We've struggled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But the difference between the person who succeeds and the person who fails is the person who succeeds focused on, yes, I have struggled, but I'm still here. I haven't given up, and I'm going to succeed. Whereas the person who fails say, well, you know, I guess I can't do it. See, I told you I couldn't do it, you know. So that's what we got to do. So that's dealing with the words. Now, what about thoughts, that internal script that we have in our heads, all right? Thoughts are the underlying mental framework, you know? Thoughts are our beliefs, our assumptions and judgments that form the blueprint of our lives. They're the engine, the thoughts. Thoughts are the engine that drive both our words and our behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to recognize that it's very important that we have this confrontational challenge. We have to scrutinize our beliefs, you know? See, the foundation, every action or inaction stimulates from what, Frank?
From a thought.
From a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And usually these thoughts are deeply held, whether we're conscious of it or not. They're deeply held beliefs that we have. And so we have to confront the self, meaning we got to confront the validity of our core beliefs sometimes. Especially if those beliefs are limiting our potential. Lord have mercy. I done said a whole mouthful, Brother Frank. You know.
Let you catch your breath, Doctor.
We want to
thank Robert K. From Woodbridge, Maryland. He says, salient information delivered positively. Thanks, y'all. And Brother Roland Stearns from Baltimore, Maryland, keep up the good work. Thank you, Katia.
Yes, indeed. It's been an amazing show. You know, I remember the Nat King Cole song. Dr. Watkins just imparted it. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. So that's what we're talking about today, and changing our ways. And again, all of us have engaged in that kind of self-talk and that doubt that keeps us from really realizing our full potential in this form. And Dr. Watkins, again, gives us the tool to be healthy mind, body, and soul. And there is nothing more valuable. So please support that which is supporting you right now and every Monday at 2 p.m. in the form of Dr. Watkins. And to your health, 800-222-9739 or WPFWFM.org, $280 to go. And that Cash App, $WPFWFM. Please make that call or that click that makes the difference as we roll into 2026. We want to be stronger than ever. We want to ensure that we have a space where, again, emancipatory educational media reigns and is held close. But you all make that possible. Everyone within the sound of our voices right now makes that possible. So please, $280 to go. We can do this together. Many hands do indeed make light work. 800-222-9739 and WPFWFM.org. Let's do it for Dr. Watkins. He does so much for us. And Frank, they do so much for us. So we have to give back and pour into them and pour into the station. That is so very precious, you know. And until someone comes directly and says, you got to go, PFW will go nowhere. Dr. Watkins and To Your Health will go nowhere. But you make all of that possible. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org, $280 to go.
Yeah, I believe in WPFW and its mission, and that's why I'm here. All right. And you know, the beauty is that we deserve good health. Yes. And we can have it. And it's to your health that we're talking about, you know, and this self-confrontation, we got to put it in action. You know, we must subject our thoughts to rigorous, logical examination. I'm not suggesting that anybody be illogical. Rigorous, logical examination. All right. And we have to identify the negative automatic thoughts. You know, I'm not smart enough to apply for that job. You know, I mean, how many people have said that? You know, we have to examine the evidence for or against that thought. You know, if you ain't smart enough, then what does it take to get you smart enough, Brother Frank?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when I was scared to try to go to medical school because people talked about how hard it was. All right. But one of the things they told me that I had to do if I wanted to go, I had to do well on the MCAT because I'd done pretty good in college, you know. But that's the cream of the crap. You know, you got to go up to the next level. And so one of the things I had to do was study for the MCAT. And I studied like crazy. I would walk through the basketball courts on my way to the library. You know? And but when I was taking the test, Brother Frank, I started laughing. I was laughing in the test. Why? Because what I did made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to give up, have to examine the evidence, and then we have to replace the distorted thoughts with the reality, with a balance and a constructive view. All right. I may need to learn new skills. You know, one of my weaknesses was vocabulary. So I would ride. I didn't have a car in those days. I'd ride the bus, studying vocabulary. You know, a young lady recorded the words for me. I would listen to the words, repeat them in sentences, and some of those same words was on the exam. You know, you see. So I may need to learn new skills, but I am capable of learning them and then seeking the opportunity. So that's what we have to do in terms of confronting ourselves. We are a community that's strong. One of the things that I've been doing lately, Frank, on Facebook, they've been giving all this outstanding Black history. We need to learn our history. You know, people try to hide the history. They don't want us to read our books, because if we read our books, we find out that we had the first libraries.
Mm-hmm. You
know, we had the first colleges. You know, we were the first inventors. And so you need to know that about yourself. And that's those same genes are still there. All right. And so we have to confront this. And the other thing we have to do, the last piece is the behavior piece, the behavior, the manifestation of the self. It comes out in action. And behavior, as we said, is a tangible expression of the intersection between the words and the thoughts. It's a tangible expression of the intersection between words and thoughts. It's what we do or fail to do in the real world. That's behavior. It's where transformation is ultimately measured. All right? What you do speaks so loud. Brother Frank, I can't hear a word you say. You know? See? And you know, that's what we must understand. And we must pick up that phone and demonstrate in action and behavior by dialing 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 and make a pledge. If you pledge just, every month, $10 a month, that's $120, you know? And if just a few people do that, 2.5 people do that, we've met our goal already.
Yes.
$10 a month, Lord have mercy, you know? So we got to confront the challenge. We have to bridge the intentional action gap. You know, many of us have an action gap. I would have called, but the time ran out. Do it now, all right? Because there's a disconnect. Many people have right intentions, even speak right words, but their behavior remains misaligned with those words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know what they should do, but they continue doing what is comfortable. Self-confrontation forces them to face this gap and start doing what's necessary. You know, see, the true self is in action in behavior, because our behavior is the clearest indication of the true self.
Yes.
Our behavior is the truest indication of the true self. Don't tell me, show me. All right. It's our goal. If our goal is our health, then our behavior has to be, can't consistently be unhealthy. All right? The true self means that we have to change that expression so that our behavior is aligned with our words. And that's just so exciting to know that we can do that. You know, we got to confront our actions by asking ourselves brutal, honest question. Does this action or inaction move me closer to my stated goal? All right.
Speaking of goals, you can pledge anytime, anywhere at wpfwfm.org and select To Your Health as the program you are supporting. We would like you to do it now or immediately after the show.
We got about 4 minutes. I want to see this $280 erased in the 4 minutes. All right. And I know that we can do it. I've seen us raise thousands of dollars in minutes. And so I need some of the faithful ones to get on the on that phone and call and get those numbers rolling. We have to take our words and our thoughts and transform them into behavior. That's what we talk about when we talk about self-confrontation. Let's confront ourselves and let's get this job done. We can do it. I believe in us. I believe in the mission of this station, and you believe in it. That's why you're listening. So
yes.
Get that phone out and dial 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. They also can go on the internet, can't they, Brother Frank?
Yes, wpfwfm.org or Cash App at $WPFWFM or WPFWFM.
So I you know, we're going to talk more about self-confrontation, but I want to confront you rascals with the money in the bank, your card in your hand, with a phone that works. I want to confront you to use those things, and let's get this goal, you know, and we'll get the other 500 next week. But yes.
This is our only broadcast.
I know, but they're gonna call in some more since they
call in now. And we know people are hurting, but think about the other people, your family members that are dying for this information. The self-confrontation is instrumental.
And dying because they'd be dying if they didn't have the information.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
This is life-saving information. This information has saved some of you heart attacks. This information has helped some of you to reverse your diabetes. This information has brought your blood pressure down, you know, reverse your cancers. You know, so let's support the station so that we can continue to give the information. 202-588-9739. 1-800-9739. And let's get this goal, and let's get it now. All right, Brother Frank, any party words?
Yes, thank you so much to Mike Masella and Kalia Chapman, Mayuki Williams, Acting General Manager, Katia Stitt, Program Director, and all of the other tireless, hardworking WPFW staff. Thank you, Maka B, for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that is To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Listen to next Monday at 2 p.m. for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health. You can listen to a recording of this and other broadcasts by going to wpfwfm.org/archives. Simply search for To Your Health. Thank you so much, Kalia.
Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Me say prevention is better than cure. You can't rely on the system no more. Say all over the West, the healthcare in a mess. Especially for the poor, that's for sure. Eat good, exercise and try your best. My visit the doctor less and less. In your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best of your interest, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else.
Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
Fellow members and supporters of WPFW, as you contemplate your year-end giving, if you are required to take a minimum distribution from your IRA, please join many of our donors and make a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to WPFW. A QCD can satisfy all or part of your RMD from your IRA, and you can exclude that amount from your taxable income. To learn more about these and other tax-wise giving methods, please visit our website or send us an email at plangiving@wpfw.org. And as always, thank you so much for your continued support.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Authorities are resuming their search for the gunman in a mass shooting at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, that killed two students and wounded nine others over the weekend. Brown University, an Ivy League school, is one of the oldest and most prestigious universities in the country. According to law enforcement, a gunman burst into a classroom in an engineering building and opened fire on Saturday. The two students who lost their lives have been identified as Muhammad Aziz Umerzakov and Ella Cook. At a news conference late yesterday, Providence Mayor Brett Smiley and other Rhode Island officials told reporters that a person of interest who had been detained could not be charged, so the investigation was going in another direction. In the meantime, Mayor Smiley says there will be an increased police presence on Brown University's campus while they work to solve this case. The Jewish community in Australia is in mourning after a mass shooting, which is very rare in the country, took place over the weekend at a Hanukkah event on Bondi Beach in Sydney. Hanukkah began yesterday, December 14th, and runs until next Monday, December 22nd. 15 people, ranging in age from 10 to 87, were killed in the weekend attack, including a 10-year-old girl, two rabbis, and a Holocaust survivor who was shielding his wife. The two gunmen were identified by police as a father and son. The father was shot dead by police, while the son is in critical condition. Indicating the gunman's mindset, two Islamic State group flags were found in their car. Police have declared the incident a terrorist attack, and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has vowed to strengthen gun laws as a result of this mass shooting. This attack is the deadliest incident in Australia since 1996, when a gunman killed 35 people during the Port Arthur massacre. The entertainment world is reacting to the tragic deaths of acclaimed actor and film director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, a producer and photographer. Mr. Reiner directed several films in his career, including Stand By Me and A Few Good Men, but he is best known for his Emmy-winning role on the 1970s sitcom All in the Family, where he portrayed Archie Bunker's son-in-law, Michael Stivic, who was also known as Meathead. Rob and Michelle Reiner, aged 78 and 68 respectively, were fatally stabbed in their Los Angeles home yesterday and were found dead by their daughter Romy. The Reiners' 32-year-old son Nick, who has a history of drug addiction, has been arrested in connection with his parents' murders. This horrific incident is eerily similar to the tragic death of Grammy-nominated opera singer Jubilant Sykes. Mr. Sykes, aged 71, was stabbed to death in his California home last week during an attack that his wife witnessed. Mr. and Mrs. Sykes' 31-year-old son, Micah, who has schizophrenia, was arrested and charged with his father's murder. Also in entertainment, singer Carl Carlton, who is best known for R&B hits like Everlasting Love and She's a Bad Mamma Jamma, died yesterday at age 72. Mr. Carlton, a native of Detroit, had been suffering from complications of a stroke that he had in 2019. In the D.C. area, last week, Mayor Muriel Bowser announced that D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith would be stepping down at the end of the year after 2 years in the position. Mayor Bowser commended Chief Smith for driving down crime in D.C. Now, Chief Smith is being accused of altering crime data to make it look like crime has decreased in D.C. These allegations are presented in a 22-page report from the House Oversight Committee, which is led by Republicans. Their findings were gathered from 8 transcribed interviews with D.C. police district commanders, who described a toxic management environment in which they say accurate crime reports were sacrificed for better-looking reports, and career officials faced public humiliation or demotion if they presented Chief Smith with unfavorable crime statistics. In today's weather, it's currently about 29 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.